You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let me put this out there. I've got a page of notes and I got a bunch of clips, and I want to try to get to some of this stuff. So you come on the line. If you got something to add, add it and get off the line. All right. I got a lot to get to. I wanted to play this right off the bat. Mr. Producer, clip 4.
Well, you know, the biggest change I've seen in Congress is Israel literally owned Congress. You understand that 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And it was so powerful. It was so powerful. And today it's almost the opposite. You have between AOC and Omar and these people that hate Israel. They hate it with a passion. They're controlling Congress. And Israel is not a force in Congress anymore. It's just amazing. I've never seen such a change. And we're not talking about over a very long period of time, but I think you know exactly what I'm saying. They had such power, Israel had such power, and rightfully, over Congress, and now it doesn't. It's incredible, actually.
All right, you can stop it there. Good old Trump, huh? Father of the warp speed. Rightfully, Israel had all this power over Congress. Let's take Hijacker in Washington, line 1. Go ahead.
Yeah, Robert, 3 quick points. Won't take me more than 90 seconds. First point is John's passing, whether it was divine or whether it was something nefarious. When anybody passes, even in a family, just a common person, a grandmother, there's always some kind of coincidence. Wow, you know, my grandma died on a birthday, or that was the day that, you know, Aunt. But anyways, John died on a very hyper, super political date. And so if it wasn't nefarious, it was divine to show us, sort of like Rob Skiba and Dust Dizdar. He was the one with the Black Awakening. And for this guy to die right before the battle goes. Yeah. So anyways, that point. Secondly, I used to talk to Ken. We used to chit-chat because I'm, you know, a call-inner. But I disagree with him. Just even the clip that you played with Trump talking about Israel had control, that was good. You know, he ushered in the vaccine. He knew it. Look at the millions of dead. Look at all the businesses destroyed. Now they're getting ready to hit the children. If this is the plan, Robert, and I can't believe that Ken's got anything left in his head to think that there's good guys out there where they've completely infiltrated the FBI, everything. I mean, you can see it all. The AI you talked about, the dogs coming out. I mean, and you know what a Bradley fighting a vehicle is. If they think like 3% of the American patriots are going to go up against a modern military, that would be like a guy with a black powder musket going up against somebody in a Bradley fighting machine. The technology is so different that it's just hard for me to believe that he actually believes that.
Yeah, well, it'll remain to be seen. When people are going to lose these creature comforts is when we're going to find out where the metal is in Americans. Okay.
But if the white hats were there, Robert, they would have already reacted. I suspect most of them either got purged or bought off right at 9/11. Why haven't these people come out about? Yeah.
Well, purged is not necessarily a bad thing, because then they are on our side. They're out here in civilian clothes and they're waiting for the moment. Okay. John Goen is a big deal in this whole thing at this point in time. And this is why I'm kind of, I don't know. For some reason, I have a strange feeling that something could have happened to John that's not, you know, natural. I just have that feeling. But I have that kind of mindset on quite a few different things. And so, you know, it's hard.
Did you hear about Tucker Carlson?
What, dropping the Patriot Purge video and all that?
No. He dropped it. No, you got to check this out. He had to go in for emergency back surgery.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Right. So some people want to say he got the hell beat out of him for that Patriot Purge. But anyways, my final point, Robert, because I know your time's short, is that, you know, like Brad Pitt in the movie Moneyball, where he's like the CEO of a baseball team, and they come up with a completely different way of managing a baseball team. Do you remember that movie?
I'm not familiar with it, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's not gonna work. But anyways, I think talk radio is going to go through a next evolution, and it's actually going to be a good thing. But it's actually going to be the content creators that I don't know exactly what's going to happen to RBN. But if they were to go, you know, basically every host basically can sell shares for $10 a share, and they get half the money. I think RBN would be worth millions of dollars if they decided to go, in other words, privatize it and actually sell the radio station to the listeners, $10 a share. Each host, whatever he was, you know, people call in and say, look, I want to buy 100 shares for Robert. Then you would get, you know, 50% of the money. John Moore the same way. I think you're talking about a new paradigm. But so anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there. I just think there needs to be a next evolution. But always a great show, by the way, Robert, as always. You own Sunday night. You got, like, record-breaking numbers. Of course, I know it's because of what happened with John. But always a great show, Robert, and I love you. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Thanks. All right, man. Stay out there, and I know you're doing your thing over at Revolution. Chance, West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Hello, Robert. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes. Go ahead.
It was great hearing Ken again. I even told Telegram Sam that I would have loved to say hello to Ken once again. It's been a while. You guys mentioned a couple of things I wanted to comment. But first, you also mentioned both your daddies. God bless you that your daddies are still alive. My daddy, if he was alive in 5 months, he would have been 85. But the reason I called, you guys mentioned Newsmax. You know, I got a complimentary issue in the mail of Newsmax. And I was looking at this damn thing, and it's like $15 a year. Yeah, it's like $15 a year if you subscribe to it. But it seems to me, now correct me if I'm wrong, it's just one of those neocon Zionist Republican.
It's a Zio-conservative, blah, blah, blah. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to subscribe to that shit then. I guess they want me to subscribe. And also, Ken mentioned about the blackouts. You know what I think, Robert? You know what I foresee? I foresee since they're going for broke, I foresee them throwing at us utility cutoffs like water, electric. I feel they're going to go for broke in the immediate future because people aren't playing.
That's what it seems like. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
That's what I think they're going to do. And like I said, Robert, once again, it was great to hear Ken's voice again. I would have loved to say hello. And thank you for taking my call now, Robert, and God bless.
All right, Chance. All right, thanks. Here's a couple ideas thrown out here. You know the pure blood kind of meme and word being thrown around for non-vax people. Pure blood, healthcare, and doctors. Healthcare, hospitals, pure blood social networking for jobs, mates, self-defense networks. Okay, and it doesn't have to be called pure blood, but the people that are vaccine resistors are going to have to build their own infrastructure where they're going to depend on each other, because the way that it's looking, and I know that this is going to be attacked by the tech giants and the people controlling websites and the web and everything else, but people are going to have to try. Look about this, the kitchen sink, tobacco companies, other companies spiking their recipes. So say, okay, so you're seeing these articles all over Zero Hedge and everything about hospitals being full of people non-COVID, blah, 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 and they're trying to explain this away. And a lot of people are saying, well, no, these are all these vaccinated people and it's vaccine adverse events. But it could be, and this has come across my mind, and I'm trying to think like one of these evil bastards, tobacco companies, food companies, and spiking their recipes with toxins, okay? Air, water, and food assault, let's just say, cranked up to a new level. We all know that geoengineering is the cause of climate change, and then they're blaming it on us and our activity, just living our lives, and that's BS. You know the Air Force 2025 documents and all this stuff, report from Iron Mountain, silent weapons for quiet wars, from PSYOP to mind war, all this. So now I think that they are actually cranking up toxicity in everything that we consume to another level. They were already trying to poison us with GMO and everything else. But now that they've run the COVID Crimson Contagion Dark Winter Event 201 operation lockstep on us, now I think the big tops of the pyramid, the Black Rocks and the State Streets and the Vanguards and all the Jewish mobsters and the Black nobility creeps that control all this, they are probably putting the word out to those able to increase toxicity of everything, fast food, you name it. And so that's just something to think about. Let's take Leonard in Washington. Leonard.
Hey, I just want to make a quick point on the white hats and the vaccine issue.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to, let's say that there really was a group out there that wanted to stop, like, Big Pharma and all the stuff that they were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put out any type of info and people wouldn't believe it. I mean, I look at it like this. If you really want to capture people's attention, you kill off, like, half the population or more, you know? Like, where you really get people noticing that there's an issue. It's the same thing. It's like nobody's going to do anything until their bank accounts and retirements have been liquidated. And I just kind of look at it like, you know, I don't look at it like a white hats thing. I mean, I look at it more like a modern day version of like Operation Gladio. You know, you wrap it in a don't tread on me flag. But I mean, these guys were out there doing whatever it took to stop communism from coming into Europe, or even the School of Americas in South America with the right-wing death squad. I mean, these guys are, I mean, there is a total faction out there that is in opposition of Marxism, and they'll do whatever it takes, and they'll kill off as many people as it takes to get the point across. I think the whole Q thing was just a psyop to get people on board with what they're doing. And like I said, with this vaccine, if you have to kill off three quarters of the population to, you know, get what they want to get done. I think that's what they're doing. My opinion.
Well, that lines up with this Deagle.com projections, because this Deagle character, according to Rents and all them, was really connected with the military establishment, you know. And so,
I mean, they may know something that's coming, and you know, wiping out the population might be in the best interest of humanity.
That's what John Moore was saying, you know, when he was talking to Mike Adams. They were like, look, there's an event coming that these creeps all know about, and they're going to try to weaken and deplete the population here, so nobody, you know, the whole panic and the rest of it. And so why not get rid of a bunch of people before the, you know, Book of Revelation millstone hits the earth, or whatever they know is coming, you know.
Yeah, I just think Trump has a great excuse. I think he can sit back and say, hey, I put it in the hands of the experts, and how was I supposed to know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, yeah. You pin it on a guy who's crapping his pants in the White House. I mean, it's like a perfect, you got the perfect scapegoat. I expect the economy will crash at some time here soon, and then people will really get pissed off, and then you'll start seeing a lot of this other stuff happen, and people will be okay with it, just like they were in Germany with the Weimar Republic. You know, the Nazis come through, they can do whatever, they'll have carte blanche, do whatever they want. That's the way I look at it, and that's all I got to say.
All right, thanks, man. You know, yep. That's the thing that I read earlier with Ken was talking about billions will die and the people will be enraged and burn the governments to the ground. And guess what? The creeps that run everything, they want a world system anyway where they don't mind local, you know, these national governments being turned upside down, because then they'll have the, you know, problem reaction. They got the solution, which is this global Hunger Games, technocratic AI control, you know, this dystopian thing that we've been seeing in all the movies. Nuremberg 2.0, neuro-linguistic programming propaganda. Okay, people, all these people with this Nuremberg 2.0, would you stop with the Nuremberg 2.0? Nuremberg 1.0 was bull crap. So why are you saying Nuremberg 2.0? All right? It just gets on my last nerve when people keep saying this and saying this. And we know, looking back with all the revisionist historians that looked at Nuremberg and everything else, it's all a load of Joe Biden's word malarkey. Let's take Lloyd in Arizona. Lloyd, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say a shout out to RBN and just give you guys all the love possibly can, because you guys allow us to call in, give our opinions, and that just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anywhere. It does not happen anywhere, man. It's just great. I mean, I don't even agree with most of the stuff on here. It's just it's just the fact that we can do it. It's like,
just say what's on your mind, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, Trump really started that revolution of freedom, and I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's so crazy to say that Trump was somehow good at all. I mean, of course he was. It's like, yeah, they chose Obama, then they chose Trump. I mean, how else can they, you know, you wake
well,
up,
you know, and hey, you know that
they
you
divide
that
and conquer.
Hey, have you watched that Dr. David Martin and his presentations lately, where he gets into these executive orders that Trump signed about development
of
vaccines? And oh my gosh, go on BitChute and watch
of
this stuff. Dr. David Martin, and he exposes Trump signing these executive orders, which were high treason. Now, he says, do you think Trump really knew about this? He's like, I don't think so. He insulates Trump, but you read these executive orders that Trump signed about this medical tyranny and the lockdowns and the vax. You're like, oh my gosh, this guy put his signature on these?
Yeah, because you cannot talk a bad word about Trump around so-called conservatives, because they're just like, well, you know, we got 2024, and I'm like, well, there you go. There's your answer on what they did with you, with Trump. They just brainwashed you again, and they just said, let you bow down to – he's a leftist. Guys, everybody out there, Trump is a leftist, a lefty. He's not just a lefty. He's a commie. I mean, he's an infiltrator just like you know, Yuri Bezmenov talked about. They're going to infiltrate, and they're going to lie to you and tell you and just give you rhetoric. They're going to give you a bunch of rhetoric, but on the back end, they're going to what? Give us free checks. Oh, I got a check in the mail. I got that one from Trump, and I got another one from Biden. What'd they do? Print money from the Federal Reserve. Central banks, you know? They all support the central banks.
Helicopter money. Yeah, helicopter
money.
Israel
rightfully controlled Congress. I mean, right? That's perfect, man. You say the truth. That's the truth. I mean, I'm not saying there's no hope out there. There is. But anything that has to do with Trump is what they want. They want to divide and conquer. That's how you divide and conquer. Get people saying left, 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 and they got in. And so all we have to do is get Trump back in. I mean, it was awful with Trump. And you know what? It was awful with Obama. And it's awful now. We don't have liberty. It's less and less each year. And so it's not going to get better by some, you know, it's like you said, are they going to let it go to this? They're going to walk this tightrope, you know, with this secret infiltration of the lefties that they've been holding out on, right? Like the Qs. Are they going to walk this tightrope and let it go that far before they actually pull down the hammer and said, nope, we're actually all, you know, liberty lovers and constitutionalists.
We're the good guys.
Yeah, we're the white hats. I mean,
hey. We let 50 million illegals in, but we're here to save the country now at the last minute because we're the white knights.
That's right. That's right, man. And it's like, of course they could have beat down Afghanistan. I mean, you're on point tonight, dude. They could have taken out Afghanistan in a heartbeat. They're like, oh, perfect. This is a perfect highway for opium. And they're just like, what? How did opium jump up, you know, go from the Golden Triangle over to Iran? How did it jump from Southeast Asia to Iran in 2002 to being the biggest producer of opium? You know, of course, you know, these folks that run drugs, which is highly lucrative, if anyone's looked into it, you know, you think about going to work a 9-to-5. I do. I drive a truck. I choose not to sell drugs. I don't want to go to prison. But I would sell drugs if the price stayed high and it wasn't risky. But, of course, the price would not stay high if it wasn't risky, you know?
Yeah.
So, say, selling
your best bet would be to really get involved with the Democratic Party. I mean, heavily in Democratic Party politics. And then that way, you'd probably get a free pass if you did get busted or you'd be protected. So
That is so true. You'd get a free pass.
Hey,
but
you want to
really,
touch kids. You want to touch kids. You want to do snuff films. You want to sell dope. Become a Democrat and get heavily involved drinking the Democrat Kool-Aid. And you probably, I mean, most of the time, you'll skate.
You can advertise. Yeah, you can advertise it. You can work with the CIA. You can run them drugs at Amina. You can just say, yep, go on through and take a cut. Take your cut. And it can be public and people can know and everybody can know. But, you know, as long as your affiliations are with big government, then you're fine. And I think that there is still hope, and there are more people awake. It definitely ain't 1 billion. It definitely ain't 1 billion people awake by any means. Everybody I talk to loves Trump.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, because they know the alternative was so bad, and that's part of the PSYOP. See, Trump kept gas prices low
PSYOP is working perfectly.
Exactly. 2022, big red wave, baby, and they're going to come save us. All those fake rhinos are going to come save us.
Yeah. I mean, the PSYOP is working perfectly. So hope is looking minuscule, but RBN and places like that are still on, which is still good. And that's a great, you know, that's a positive. That's a big positive.
All right, Lloyd. I got to go, but thanks for calling, man. And thanks for listening. Hey, let's have some fun real quick. I was listening to Alex Jones today, clip one, Mr. Producer, if you get this one ready. And he was talking about Jimmy Kimmel. And Alex let an anti-Semitic slur, but kind of crypto anti-Semitic slur out on Jimmy Kimmel. Let's see if you guys can catch it. Go ahead and play clip one.
Parties, I really do. Hey, speaking of unvaccinated coworkers, there's some potentially good news for Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets. They have a new mayor in New York, Eric Adams. who says he's going to reconsider the city's vaccine mandate when he takes office in January. If that happens, it could mean Kyrie will be back on the court. I just hope he's able to finish his research first. You know, he's been doing his own research. What if he enjoys that so much he decides to become a researcher full time? Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is in quarantine right now. A-Rodge tested positive yesterday for COVID and will miss Sunday's game against the Chiefs. He'll be watching it from Mahomes. And no one seems to know.
By the way, he's totally fine. I'm just saying.
He wasn't vaccinated. He hasn't been wearing a mask, even where it's required. And at one point,
oh my gosh, he's not wearing his. And he just goes on how bad he is and how stupid he is and everything else. Kimmel, you look like a mongoloid. I'm sorry. You're a joke. I bet your ancestors were like mutated on some other planet. It's like it's probably happened before. And now you want to mutate us like you, don't you? Now you want to destroy us and our generations. I got to just let some truth slip, okay? These damn creatures. We'll be right back.
You can stop it. So he was basically letting out the serpent seed line kind of stuff out there on old Kimmel. Oh, Alex Jones today, he'll probably get in some trouble for that one. So 9 truths from Aaron Rodgers' explosive vax interview you aren't allowed to say. Quarterback from the Green Bay Packers. Your selfish smear is media propaganda. The idea that unvaccinated people are the most dangerous people in society is media's propaganda narrative. Number 2, personal health should be private. Number 3, pandemic of the unvaccinated is a lie. I mean, this dude dropped some serious bombs. The left politicized the vaccine. Number 5, the vaxxed are still infectious. Number 6, health is a not one size fits all. 7, COVID recovery offers robust immunity. 8, science is better than shaming. 9, health is important too. Mr. Producer, if you get clip 6 ready, this is Aaron Rodgers on this interview, and it's like a minute long, and we'll start taking calls after the bottom of the hour break. No point in bringing somebody else on right now. Go ahead and roll clip 6, if you would.
Not based on any science, other than we're going to just keep this propaganda narrative going that unvaccinated people are the most dangerous people in society. I just want to say, you know, that is what the media has been trying to do. They're trying to shame and out and cancel all of us non-vaccinated people, call us selfish. Yeah. I mean, that's the propaganda line, too. Now, you're selfish for making a decision that's in the best interest of your body. Look at our squad. We've had, you know, I'm the second non-vax player to test positive. It's pretty evident I tested positive being around a vaccinated individual. I mean, that's the majority of people I spend time with. There's been dozens of individuals that work at the facility that are vaxxed that tested positive. So this idea that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated is just a total lie. And I go back to, like, these two questions for the, you know, for this woke mob. Like, number one, if the vaccine is so great, then how come people are still getting COVID and spreading COVID and unfortunately dying from COVID? Like, if the vaccine is so safe, then how come the manufacturers of the vaccine have full immunity?
You can stop it there. And as we all know, Italy just had to severely adjust their death numbers from COVID way, way down to where it's like 3,000 now. Oh, isn't that amazing? So the flu goes away. The freaking pneumonia goes away. Everything else went away in 2020 except COVID. But they still had to readjust their numbers way down. This whole thing was one big operation. If everybody needs to find that Dr. David Martin presentation from the last couple days, and he shows a lot of U.S. code, he shows all that stuff from Peter Daszak and all those guys from 2015, he shows Trump's executive orders. They ran another 9/11 on us, but it's on the biological angle. All the psychological manipulation, the same thing, but they twisted it from the war on terror to the war on COVID. See you on the other side. Whoa!
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Network. A couple things here. The vax is not working, PSYOP, neuro-linguistic programming. Yes, it is. The vax is working because it is an operating system to tie you in to the internet of bodies, internet of things. So when people, and I know Aaron Rodgers said that because he's not on the level yet of realizing what this is, these injections, it is downloading an operating system into your body for surveillance, control,
And I'm probably not going to have the time to get into this Astro World Travis Scott insane incident that happened in Houston. Also, right there on Guy Fawkes Day, too. Isn't that interesting? So you had John Dye. You had this Astro World operation that happened in Houston. I mean, you talk about some sick stuff, and I know a lot of y'all are looking into it, but holy cow. So the vax is not working, PSYOP. That's just one layer, because it's doing what it's supposed to, which is ultimately to tap you into the Internet of Bodies and Things. Okay, it's an operating system now, and it's going to, guess what? And people are finally figuring out that part of the operating system is when they want to turn on a certain frequency, they can whack you probably. Okay, whack a whole ton of people. Okay, send out a signal, a certain millimeter wave signal, EMF, ELF, whatever. Boom, you got this thing in you, you're dead. It's highly possible and plausible. Here's another one. No ID to vote, because making somebody have an ID to vote is racist, right? It's racist. But in the same town, they're going to make five-year-olds have a passport just to go get a stick of gum at the store, okay, to make sure that they've been hit with a freaking jab. This is the modern cognitive dissonance implantation that has happened, and people don't even see that they're holding two completely idiotic ideas at the same time, and they think it's congruent. This is where we're at as far as a society. All right, let's take Dan in Washington. What's on your mind, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'd get out of St. Louis if I were you. I drive around there sometimes. I'm afraid to even get out of the truck stop around there. So you could go to, even if you went to Springfield or Nebraska, you don't have to go far, really, to get out of the ghetto. But
I got octogenarian freaking family, though, I got to be around for. So that's what sucks. So
yeah, I hear you there.
Yeah, ain't no talking my mom out of getting out of her house. Ain't going to happen. She's dying on that hill.
Yeah, same with me in Seattle. I can't get out of there yet either. So, real quick, you brought up that other point about spiking, because I talked to a nurse in Missouri, actually in a COVID unit, and she said this was last year. Most of the people dying were about, 85 years old. They already had the vaccine, and they were labeling all these deaths that weren't COVID. And they were paying that, the nurses got paid $90 extra an hour, basically, to shut up about all that stuff. And so they're paying off.
Hey, you just made something pop into my head. The spiking of everything, right? Food and everything. Think about the meds, non-COVID meds. Let's say you're on a blood pressure med. Let's say you're on a cholesterol med. Let's say you're on a med for this or med for that. The same gang controls all those pharmaceutical companies, right?
Right.
What a way to freaking play with the pharmacia by saying, okay, we got the global reset agenda started. All you pharma companies, start spiking everybody's meds with higher toxicities and blah, 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 blah. That would help fill up the emergency rooms in the hospitals just by that one thing alone, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that's actually what went through my head, because she said, certain people it seems to affect, like diabetes and asthma. And when she said diabetes, I'm thinking, what about all these people shooting up insulin, right?
Yeah, what if you're jacking the people's insulin and throwing who knows what kind of spike protein or whatever in there? Holy crap. Yep. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah,
think about painkillers. Oh, let's throw some fentanyl in their painkillers. So they think they're taking one hydrocodone because they got some back pain. It's going to send them into an OD, and then they'll be like, must have been a dope fiend.
Well, now it's getting real now, because I think the Delta strain was caused by the vax. So now I think they are spreading something. I know a guy, a friend of the family, had a bad reaction to the vaccine, and I'm going to try to go through that vaccine damage fund. And then I know another girl went to the ER sick, and then they gave her the vaccine when she was sick. Now, I think, and then they put her on Remdesivir. I think they're trying to kill her. And I'm like run, what are you doing?
Run death is near. Run death is near. That's the name of it.
Like, real quick, I just want to say I hope Republic, I hope you guys can form like a corporation with all the hosts. I hope it survives. John was a great guy. A real fighter and principled and fought for years against this stuff. And he left a good legacy, this radio station. And it's been really good for me in my life. You know, I don't listen to any mainstream stuff. I just listen to Rants and Republic and surf the internet and stuff. And
all right, man.
Real quick, what you guys were saying about a feeling of time warp. And look, I had a small heart attack after I listened to Dr. Duke's My Awakening, you know, when I kind of woke up to the JQ and the New World Order about 10 years ago. So everyone should just be careful. It's not hard to let this stuff impact your physiology. So take fish oil and take care of yourselves. So I'll let it go at that. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, man. Night. Yeah, take care. Here's a good one. You know how you identify as transracial, you identify as transgender, and blah, blah, blah. So let's all start saying we identify as trans-vaccinated. See, I identify as somebody that's vaccinated, okay? You're trans-vaccinated. Start using that one on people. I saw that floating around. I thought it was good. Andy in Texas, what's on your mind, Andy?
Hey, thanks, Robert. No, I'm this is a somber weekend. It's just terrible and stuff. But you know what? I'm still pissed off. I mean, I'm tired of the BS. These people have been pulling this stuff on us for years and years and years. I mean, how much, just what you talked about with Ken, what you talked about with all your callers and stuff, is that not enough to get you pissed off enough to go kick some ass? Hey, so, well, if we know who the players
is,
are.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The question is how you kick ass without ending up in the hooscow before the real battle begins. You know what I mean?
Well,
who's gonna?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right, Robert. You're right. You're absolutely right. But guess what? There has to be canaries in the coal mine, and yeah, I'm willing to do it. Let's get it started. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
You know. I mean,
well, hey, I'm done. I mean,
how much more of this do you want to take, Robert?
Hey, bro. I mean, we're all wondering that same thing and trying to decide when the Alexander Solzhenitsyn moment is, where you pick up your pitchfork or your golf club or your bat or your whatever, and you try to take back your country. But I don't know, man. People. That's something every person's got to decide, you know. And I am just one guy out here on Sunday nights on the radio, and you know.
No, hey, who Robert, knows? I'm not trying to call you out or something like that. Yeah. But I'm saying that, look, there's a way we can get this done. And you know what? How did we get defeated in Afghanistan? How did we get defeated in Vietnam? How did we not win something over there in the Korea?
It's sabotage. It was sabotage from the top is what it was.
So, well, fancy, but most of these people who were picking off our people were throwing little bombs out in our roads, and they were doing guerrilla warfare. So if the American people will think about guerrilla warfare in a whole new level and think about this, I mean, When the revolution comes, and we're all going to be, they're not going to knock on your door and say, hey, the revolution's here, step up.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not, but
it's just going to come. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Andy.
Thank you, sir.
We got three callers left. Pat in Texas, you're next.
Hi, Robert. I just wanted to say, when you were talking about, Lord, that, you know, when Gulf storm started, they had tried to make everybody so afraid of that Russian T-72 tank with those long turrets and what, 10 sets, 12 sets of wheels. Well, it wouldn't hit anything, but the point was that we were going to lose. Well, what happened was, George Bush Sr. had 50,000 body bags on the pier to ship over there. And people were just burnt out from Vietnam and the sadness that was Vietnam, okay? So they opened, the churches opened 24 hours a day. People went in and out and prayed. And I think we only lost about 150-some people. And what happened was, I remember about 25 of them were in one bunker over in Fort Walton, Florida, and they were so bad over there. They had witchcraft convention all on the front page. I paid half of a quarter of a page ad to warn them, don't be doing that. So that's where a whole bunch of them were in one a hall where they stay, you know, live. And the same thing could happen again if they haven't got the churches so darn so afraid of COVID that they won't do any of that. But we're going to get what we deserve. And I just wanted to say that I feel bad that John would say things like, where is everybody? Why aren't they calling in? Because what his show is on what they call drive time. And, you know, the big cities now, you don't just hop off the freeway and call John. You liable to get hit and killed, especially with everybody on mask on, not getting enough oxygen. You know, so it was a wrong time. That's what a lot of things was, smoothie people were calling. And that's a lot. But I just think that we have forgot that prayer works. I feel like John, you know, I feel like he had enough suffering, and it does stay in there, and it seemed like it wouldn't go away. Some people, it's in Isaiah around 60, that people are going to be taken out because so they won't have to see what's coming on earth.
Yeah. All right, Pat, thanks for the call. So some of the things that I had in the queue that I didn't get to today, Dr. Eric Rubin, the FDA advisor, talking about we got to give them the vaccine to see how it's going to work. Then there's promising these kids superpowers, and that goes right with Regina Dugan talking about this. My first superpower is to authentication, to make your body an antenna, and that was 9 years ago she was talking about that. I was going to play that again. I had a clip from David Knight about hot lots, okay? People doing research into the various lots, which I kind of hypothesized about over the last number of months and months and months, where guess what? The people that are getting all these adverse severe reactions and dying, they're coming from a certain percentage of the lots, folks. And so, yeah, it's Russian roulette. Vaccine terrorism that Pfizer is doing to the rest of the world. I kind of covered that before, but there was a good video I had. I might play that next week. SGT report, the Zionist plot to exterminate large amounts of people. I had a bunch of this Astro World stuff, this operation that went down at this hip-hop concert. Holy cow. And I had the last time I was on the radio with John, maybe I'll play that next week, where we talked about things, and this was back in January. But I don't have time to play that. I got a couple callers. Let's take George in Montana. George, what's going on?
Good evening. Good evening. My name is George Anthony Schultz. I live in Great Falls, Montana. Number one, Robert, God bless John Stattmiller.
Yep.
All praise and glory to him. Number two, please do a third hour. So many people want to weigh in. Number two, Robert, I love your bumper music. And you are cordially welcome and invited to come to our location anytime you want to come to Montana. I have also extended an invitation for the whole state of Montana to meet with us at our location for what they did with a housing project where my wastewater flushes down onto their new construction for the last 11 years.
Wow.
A turning of the tide is coming. I will proceed with litigating what the state of Montana did, and my web address is thewaterbearerstribune.com. I also am ready to sign up with either you guys or Revolution Radio. I want to start a broadcast called Are You Smarter Than the Lawyer? And I also want to encourage everybody to go to Juris Dictionary, which is a website that is actually howtowinincourt.com. The court is our last stand to save the Constitution. I have evidence where the Bar Association of the state of Montana, in concert with the state of Montana, took the law into their own hands right in front of law enforcement. And we need to defund the lawyers.
Yeah.
And
smash the bar.
I have waited. I ran for mayor. They disappeared my filing to run for mayor of Great Falls.
Jeez, and, yeah, I can imagine.
Robert, I want to put out my phone number and my email. I want all the patriots, 1-406-315-2382, Star Health at charter.com. And again, the website is the Water Bearers Tribune. We're leaving the age of Pisces. We're going into the age of Aquarius. God bless you, Robert. I want you to go another hour, and I want Hijacker to call me right here at home. It's time. The court is the theater for the people to secure
right.
The government works for the people. God bless. Good night.
All right. Take care. Okay. Let's take Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, you'll be the last caller. What's on your mind?
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for giving up some of your time for us tonight. Now I see what all we missed. I'm sorry you did, kind of.
Yeah, well, I had a lot there. Maybe we'll get to it again another time. Here's one from Leo Zagami, the 3rd of November. Jesuit takeover of the powerful Order of Malta continues in another attack on conservatives and vaccine skeptics. I like reading Zagami's stuff about what's going on in Rome. It's great.
Yeah. So that on BitChute, the full interview, there is no variant, not novel, no pandemic, Dr. David Martin with Reiner Fulmick, is that the one?
No. He's doing a presentation, Dr. David Martin, he's wearing a suit coat and he's wearing like a pair of jeans. And he's
okay,
in front of a big screen.
It was just done in the last 12 hours, maybe?
No, maybe in the last 24.
Yeah, okay, because that was the last one on here. This was the second to last. This is from 4 days ago.
This was at some convention, like at a conference, and it's very, very
okay,
good.
Yeah, that's the one. They posted it 12 hours ago, I guess, is what it was.
And
okay, so I'll put that one.
Chip Clay or Clay Clark or something. was the guy hosting it.
Yeah, he's the one that you saw on True News, right? Where the stuff with the seven legions and all that, whatever. Whatever it is.
No, this was, I think this was a different one, but anyway.
Well, I think it's the same guy. He's, you know, just drawn the correlation with the conference. But this stuff is also mixed up, you know, people just trying to find a way to get the heck out of it, I think, pretty much. Yeah, I'm with John. I don't know. The older I get, the more I'm like, hey, take me with, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to go so quick. You know, whether whoever's hand it was by God's eventually there, because, you know, faith and fear can't coexist. But I wanted to tell you today is Ursula Haverbeck's 93rd birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. What a cute sweetie she was in
political
uniform.
Political prisoner. Yeah, political prisoner.
Yeah. I think she's back in for the third time or something, but there's a florist shop there that's making out like a bandit because people keep getting flowers for her, so.
That's just so crazy.
You know what, people, too, I know I've been listening to this a lot, and we keep trying to go back to the Constitution. It was a screw-up from the beginning. Listen to Mike Gaddy. Learn something.
Yeah,
listen to Roger Stone.
Yeah, I know. But you,
the only thing we can do is individually.
If you throw the baby out with the bathwater, then you don't have anything. You might as
I agree. But people need to know this, though, that the Articles of Confederation were much better for the states. They were weak for the federal. And when they did the Constitution, they did it upstairs, and they darkened all the windows, and they swore themselves to secrecy for 50 years. So what the heck was going on in there, you know? But you can change your status. This is something each of us can do individually. You need to look into that. I'll post it in the chat room again and send it to you. But the one that Deanna did with Roger that he thinks is real helpful, and it also has the links on there to help you get
you're
to...
You're talking about Roger Sales, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the truth, you know, because on the passport, you can see it. Everyone is a national and a citizen, so you can do a notarized affidavit and send it in and say, I'm declaring my intention to be a national, no longer a citizen, and it's a whole mindset, but it's amazing what it does, and, you know, they don't let you know what it does because some of these other bigwigs and stuff are in on this, right? So, like, when they look it up in the computer, you can't tell. Sometimes it might say that you're a diplomatic courier or something along those lines. So you're like, you know, they let you go through in the airport. And, I mean, it's all kind of stuff. So, you know, but and about income tax and everything else with that. But that's something each of us can do. And this is what you have to do. We are the church. Those buildings aren't the churches. Our bodies are the churches. You know, faith and fear can't coexist. Be strong, people. We got each other. And I'm surprised at how strong we are. I mean, there's so many different avenues that people are using, you know, like there's Eurofolk and there's Radio Albion, there's Revolution Radio, there's RBN, and there's way more than that, you know, so all over the place.
Yeah.
There's no time for the Talmudia. Thank you, Robert.
That's right. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Sam, thanks for running the board. Ken, thanks for coming on. And who knows what's going to happen within the next week. Everybody keep up on what's happening with the network and make sure it stays in the right hands and that sort of thing. All right. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Empire of bliss, any substance to dismiss. Everybody's searching for difference. Everybody's searching for deliverance. Give me just.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.